This timber-framed house belonged to the Arouet family, master tanners. Have you ever heard of François-Marie Arouet? His writer's name, Voltaire, will no doubt be more familiar to you. The ancestors of this famous writer and philosopher of the 18th century lived here. It was in his honour that the town of Saint-Louis-sur-Thouet was temporarily known as Voltaire after the Revolution. This beautiful house was established on a plot that stretches out to link up the main street at Pouilly Square. Thus, as with the other tanneries of the town, it offers direct access to the riverbank, where the work on the skins was carried out. A lawyer described it in 1674, and so gives us valuable information as to its organisation internally. The ground floor included a large boutique to the right, and a small one to the left. Then a lower chamber overlooking the courtyard. A large lower room and a kitchen with a well. Included on the first floor are two bedrooms overlooking the road, an antechamber at the back, and then a small bedroom or study. The house also has a large attic, a dovecot, a large gallery, cellars, stables, a hayloft for the hay, a tub for doing the washing, a wine press, a so-called chamber of mulberry bushes topped by an attic, two pig shelters and a vast garden leading to the Pouilly Square. The mention of a wine press attracts the attention. Up until the phylloxera crisis in the 1880s, the cultivation of vines was predominant on the surrounding hills. The middle classes of Saint-Loup, the traders, craftspeople and millers were all owners of several plots of vines and made wine for their personal consumption. It is for this reason that we still see several old stone presses in the houses of the town. Before moving on to the next stage, look at the alleyway to your right, Pidou de la Madouère, an ancestor of Jean de La Fontaine. It gives you an idea of the narrow strips of land on which the houses of the main street were built. Further on, the Relais du Chapeau Rouge is one of the rare examples of stone buildings from the 15th century in the town.